If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
If you want access to the Discord community and our entire premium content, hit it up right now. Patreon.com/redpillthamales or rockfin.com/redpillthamales. Sass. It is Casual Effin' Friday coming at you live. I don't know what the name of these studios are. I was going to say RPT Studios, but fuck it. It might as well. This room particularly is RPT Studios. Yeah.
Nothing like a flag and a guitar behind you.
Know what I'm saying? It's your boy Chingo Bling, the Ghetto Vaquero, the Masa Messiah, the Tamale Kingpin. Mister, I've been whipping since March. You ain't got to wait till Christmas. I've been whipping since March.
Dude, Cuvo? Is that Cuvo?
No, that was from the song with Bo Bundy.
Oh, that's right. Uno, ca.
Uno, dos, tres, ate guacho. Feeling froggy and jump, little sapos. Chingo blingo with the big tamarindo. ¿Quién es ese chico con el plátano en hocico? Tamales went viral, top of the charts. You ain't gotta wait till Christmas. I'm whipping in March. In 2001, I was covered in starch. I had masa in a lot at the grocery cart. Being paisa, way before paisa was popping. See me in the kitchen and me new shit dropping. Got botas de ostrich, these one tacuaches, or something, Versace.
Such a good song.
That line, I never memorized that line.
What?
The tengo botas, the ostrich, these ones Versace, and something, tacuaches.
You just freestyled it at the time?
No, I like wrote it down, and when I recorded it, I knew what I had to say. But my point is, it's so hard to memorize. Yeah. It's so tricky that it's kind of like on that part. That's what you got to put the
You'll
mic
out. You'll never see it live, is what he's saying.
Yeah, pretty much, exactly.
Y'all know I don't rap no more, but they do play my music at the comedy shows. So, hey, I want y'all to make sure y'all represent next year coming up. We're going to work on the tour. My wife is like, hey, on top of getting all your paperwork for the lawyer for your lawsuit, and on top of all this other stuff going on, and on top of all that other stuff, we gonna have to sit down and talk about this tour. We're like super behind. She's like, I've never waited this long, and I got this going on, and y'all go shop at the Hive, get you some her apparel. This is RPT, Casual Friday. We got DJ producer Big Rob in the
What's
building.
What's up?
We got our friend, always dropping by on a Casual Friday, Juan Perez. Comedian extraordinaire. They be roasting him in the Discord, but it's all good.
Dang,
it's
I haven't seen good. Him. Is it bad?
It's no bad. One's safe.
Oh, Jesus.
No one.
Right, speaking of Discord, thanks, shout out to Agent of the Month, Juan Big Stoner.
Agent of the Year.
Oh, Agent of the Year.
Agent
That's
of
right.
the Year, bro.
That's right. When it said AOTY, I was like, oh, he must have, that's a typo. He said he Agent of the Month again. But he said, if I win Agent of the Year, Rob got to hit the weed one time and give us an episode high.
Dang.
But the kind of white weed I got, it'll give him white out. What's that? The shock?
White out?
Your blood sugar go down.
Yeah, I might pass out. I might stroke out.
That or you might want to go find a treadmill and be like,
yeah,
I feel like working out again.
You got to go home after this.
I got to stretch.
I might just go fucking paint. Like, I want to do some work right now. What do we do?
Well, it hits everybody different. That's the thing about weed.
Especially when it sparkles like that. God, like, I can't handle that. You know how many people sent me photos of dabs over the weekend? Like, hey, you want some?
I'm
like,
because of that episode.
Yeah. I was like, I got like 6 DMs on Instagram and then Discord messages. What's like, hey, sure you don't want any of this? Like,
need me to bring my dab rig, bro? Yeah, I got a rig, bro.
I don't know if you're roasting or what you're doing. Like, okay, if you do dabs all the time on the regular, that's good on you. I can't do that.
Yeah, no, I'm not on a rig. I don't really fuck with that shit like that.
I gotta bring you the chocolates next week.
See, wait, like, I got messages like, are you okay, Rob? Are you doing
okay? I know, right? Like,
are
hey,
you in recovery still?
Yeah. And no, I literally said I never recovered.
That was crazy because you if y'all didn't listen, Rob told a story of he was with some homies that weren't probably really big homies because they let him, knowing he didn't smoke weed, they let him hit the dab, hit the whole booger. And this man lost his phone. He woke up scared in his hotel room. He had to go through people's trash cans, people's mailboxes. He was knocking on doors. Turns out the fucking phone was in the hotel room the whole time.
Facts. They were big homies. You know who they were? They were Joey Diaz. Because they literally quoted when Joey Diaz said, who did he get high? Where it was Duncan Trussell. And he calls Joey after he gave him one of the Chibichus. Or the Death Stars,
oh,
right?
It's like a ton of milligrams.
It's like 500 milligrams or something like that. And he calls Joey and is like, Joey, I'm freaking out. Like, I see the devil. And he's like, welcome to my world, bitch. And he hangs up on Duncan. And
welcome
like,
to my world.
I'm freaking out, man.
Dude, no, Pauly Shore got high on his thing. He took a Death Star and
he ate the whole Death Star?
Yeah, he ate the whole Death Star and it was about to start. And then he started rambling. And he's like, don't air this. And he like left.
Yeah. Like, I think I saw that.
Don't air this.
Hey, Joey's Joey's a savage, bro. Man, pull up Lee Syatt going to fucking the moon.
I'm going to pull that up. And we got to watch the Joey Diaz do it. Was it the Star Spangled Banner? Remember where he's got the music in the back?
Cocksucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you just need three. He's like, 4th of July. He's like, I just need three bad motherfuckers. I'll take this whole shit out.
Oh, that was on the special, right?
No. Well, maybe no, the bad motherfuckers was from the special, but there's a rant he does about patriotism.
There is.
He's like, love your country.
Dude, all I had to type in was Lee S, and it's Lee Syatt in outer space.
Lee Syatt in outer space, bro.
Video. Holy shit.
Come on, dog.
Here's when they all got back together. I don't know what year this was.
I think it's like 80.
That's going to be Rob.
Fuck you, bro.
That's
going to
be Rob right there.
That was me already.
Oh, look at this. Look how good it sounds.
Hey, man, edibles hit different, bro.
Oh, the Porsche 928.
Sick. Edibles hit different.
He's probably looking for a trash can right now, like I was.
That they're renting the fucking
See, that's how
studio.
Fast it hit me with just the weed, the edible that I took. It just, one minute you're fine, the next minute you're just like, I was glazed over like a
I've had some bad edible experiences, bro.
Yeah.
One time I was on a plane. This is right before I had to film a segment at El Real Tex-Mex, which is...
He looks miserable, dude. That's not fun. That's not fun.
Dude, they had me on the cooking channel. El Real Tex-Mex. It's not open anymore, but the cooking channel went down there, and the head chef said, hey, man, you got to be here for the segment, bro. They set up lights and everything, and I'm in Dallas acting a fool on edibles and all types of shit, and I'm having to catch the plane, like, first flight out, and... it's early, you're out of it, you're on an edible, and you just hear like, shh, good morning, short first. You know, short flight. And then we're now closing the door. And your head's trying to process all the noises. It's trying to like synthesize it. And long story short, it starts sounding like Jaws music, like dun, 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 dun. And I'm like, oh, shit, they didn't close the door. I'm about to be 55,000 feet in the air. And then I just went to sleep. But anyway.
Wait, have a great weekend. And let me tell you something.
Juan, have you seen this?
Lee. Mm-hmm.
Dude, he's fucked.
Get up, cocksuckers, it's all over. Listen, we had a rough couple of months. Fucking Katrina's cousin Maria. The other one, Puerto Rico, Houston, fucking Florida. Listen, it's been tough up to now. The earthquake in Mexico, you know, the White House, whoever the fuck is going on. But it don't matter. They want to shoot. It's time for us to fucking shoot, cocksuckers. They want to get down and dirty.
What's happening?
Don't forget who the fuck we are. You understand me? We're the baddest motherfuckers out there. You send a message to that fucking North Korean, he's going to be sniffing my dick and sucking my asshole. That's the focus. We're going to North Korea in like a year. It's going to be an island. It's going to glow in the dark. You know why? Because we're Americans, cocksuckers.
Yeah.
Who the fuck do you think you're dealing with? Stop with the gun control. They're selling more guns than ever the last 3 days. Stop with the fucking whining. Stop with the Russians on Facebook. I don't give a fuck. Worry about yourself. Keep your eyes open. And get the fuck off Snapchat and fucking Twitter, cocksucker. Stay black.
So great, dude.
Bro, that was during the Trump era.
Yep, sure was.
He called out... what's his name? Kim Jong-un?
Yeah. Rocket Man, Little Rocket Man.
Yeah, because that's Trump era. Real quick, we want to take time to shout out our sponsors. Shout out to, man, this is family, bro. These are the homies. Y'all know I still put out singles from time to time. I'm always complaining I don't get in the studio enough. But when I do, and I want to release a hot track to all my listeners on Apple Music, Spotify, I make sure I deal with my people. So South Music Distribution, you know, they handle all the digital. And, dude, they deal business to business. They deal with artists. you know, mainly. So it's not even really something that the average listener can really take advantage of per se. However, you can go on there and shop on their website. They got vinyl, some classic titles and special releases and stuff like that. Follow them on Instagram, SoSouthTX. But even though they mainly deal with like global distribution of artists and things like that, they're like, hey, we want to show love to the podcast. We work with you already. We support what you do, support your voice, and, you know, keep it going. So we appreciate the love. So South, make sure you follow them on Instagram, SoSouthTX. And of course, hit up the website, SoSouth.com. If you're an artist and you need services like marketing, consulting, they do all that too. They make sure they get all your royalties, all your publishing in more markets. They even submit your music for like movies, television, commercials, and media. Go get some more info right now. Hit up the website, SoSouth.com. Big friends of the podcast and big friends in real life. We do a lot of business together. And go stream my old catalog, all my old titles, brought to you by So South. Get on Spotify, go on Apple Music. So South, make sure all my music is everywhere when you're looking for it. Much love. Back to the show. He letting you know, bitch, what's happening?
So fun.
Pull up there, ho. What it do?
Stay black.
Stay black.
Remember, big dicks in your ass is bad for your health. The little arm.
Stay black. I met him one time, man.
Oh, yeah?
But I wasn't really up on game. I don't think I was even listening to his podcast at the time, so I wasn't, like, fanboying out.
I took a picture with him and Jake Shields at the Hard Rock when he was with Rogan. It was, like, 2013. Like, JRE was just starting to take off, and Rogan would still wait till everybody shook his hand and took a picture with him. And he was just down there. There was a UFC event in town, too, and it was, like, Wanderlei Silva was down there. Jake Shields, a couple UFC guys, and it was wild scene because you had all these MMA like legit fighters and legends at the Hard Rock, and then they were all just walking upstairs to go to the, at the time it was Verizon Wireless, I think now it's a Bayou Music Center or something. Or the Revention Center is what it is now. But yeah, no, dude was dope. He was, I mean, back
that's
then,
that's where Rogan played at.
Yeah
that's a big spot.
That was a long time ago too. Now he's doing Toyota Center, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah wild. Good times, though, man. He was such a nice guy. He was obviously hot. He just smelled like...
Who, Rogan?
Joey. I shook Rogan's hand, but I didn't talk to him like I did Joey. My buddy with the chocolates, he was there with me, and he was just talking shit like, hey, he said something about jiu-jitsu, and, you know, you mentioned jiu-jitsu to Joey, and he'll start talking to you about... He'll just have a conversation about martial arts at the end.
Yeah, Joey Diaz?
Yeah, it was fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Good times, man.
100.
Now you got to be on his show and get high like Lee with him.
Man, edibles hit different, bro. I already did the B-Real, you know what I'm saying? Edibles hit different.
Do you not do them anymore like that?
Not like how?
Like pop, you know, from time to time.
I mean, it's got to be a minute. It has to be one of those like real talk microdose where it's kind of like you just nibbling on some shit. You eat half the gum.
I used to have a high tolerance for it. Then I had that experience. And then I want to say a year ago, just before I started working with you more, I had another bad experience with edibles where it was like a little small bit, and it was whenever I was in California where I had to go for and I had the vaccine and all that.
That should have been on his mind.
Dude, it's been on my mind.
I cannot wait to talk about this.
But then I went onto the airport and then it started to hit. And I mean, it was crazy because it started to kick in right whenever they said, your flight is being delayed because of whatever. And I was like, oh shit.
You're about to get
it just like, that's the thing I hate about edibles is that when it sneaks up on you, you just glaze over quick. So it's just like 1 minute you're here, the next minute you're just like,
whoa. Next thing you know, your wife talking to you.
Yeah.
Giving you instructions.
It's over at that point. And I remember feeling like, oh, there's a cold feeling again. Oh, this is going to be bad. Because I was like, I thought back to the other thing. I was like, this is going to be bad.
My blood sugar about to drop. I always do this.
And the guy I was with, he's like, I go, bro, they're starting to hit in. And he's just like, he's trying not to freak me out. He just goes like this. He goes, yeah, that's good. And
enjoy,
I was like,
enjoy the ride.
Okay. Enjoy the ride.
All right.
No, it's good that it's hitting right
I go,
now.
Our
we're about to get on a plane.
Yeah, I go, our flight's delayed. I think I'm going to go to the restroom real quick. He's
He goes,
well, don't stay in there too long because I'm going to get on the plane. Like, he basically telling me, don't stay in there too long. I'm not going to go get you. So I was like, oh, shit. So then I came back out and I was like, I already missed my time to get onto the thing. And then by the time I was already in line, dude,
well,
it was sweating just like, oh,
I think Joey Diaz. Dude, I was like, my shirt off on
a
plane.
I have a reel on my Instagram. If you scroll down, you'll see me like just like because he took video of it. He's like, "Hey Juan, you okay?" And I was like, mm-hmm. And I just look at him. I have the mask on. All you can see is my eyes, just like this. Like, oh shit! Yo,
and you're a big dude, bro.
And
so,
I'm just like, dude, what the fuck?
That shit had to metabolize.
And
your
I was
liver.
Leaning up again. I have a picture of me leaning up against the jet as we're getting in. I'm just like, and he just like took a picture of my back. Just
did you
like,
fall asleep on
like,
a plane?
Oh, dude, yeah. And if it wasn't for him, it would have been a bad experience. But he took the bullet and sat in the middle of the seat. So I sat at the end and he saved this poor lady because I was just like all fucked up.
I forgot to mention when I got on the plane from Dallas that time. Well, you know me, bro. Like sometimes I'd be wanting to fucking stretch and do push-ups and yoga type shit because I'm high. Right?
Yeah.
So I was doing this at the terminal. I didn't think anybody was going to trip. Like, you know, they'd be watching you in them cameras. So I just start kind of maybe getting on the ground doing like a upper dog or like stretching.
They're like, what's this guy getting ready for?
Yeah, no, bro.
Jump over the terminal.
Well, guess who was waiting for me down that tunnel?
TSA?
Cops. So cops were standing at the door of the plane as I was about to board and they like stopped me and they looked all through my carry-on and they're like, all right, this dude's probably just fucking high and let me back on. They're like, he ain't about to blow nothing up.
Damn.
They thought I was probably praying or something.
See, I was sweating and all out of it that they thought I had COVID. And my friend was just like, he doesn't have COVID. He's just fucking high, okay? Fuck, leave him alone.
What were you telling? You were telling people that?
No, I mean, he was telling people. He's like, because they were like, is he sick?
Cause like other people?
Yeah, because I was like, and he's just like, no.
He's jabbed.
He's fucking cool. High, guys. He's fucking high. He's safe like in the he's on the moon right now. He's fucked up. He's fine. He's gonna be fine,
dude. This is a perfect.
Like, is he drunk?
Yeah, go on. Did he eat all the drugs? No, it's perfect segue into died suddenly.
Oh, Jesus.
Juan's talking. You were at it, so I haven't seen. You saw it. You saw most of it. You saw all of it. I saw most of it.
I think I saw it like 90%.
Nah, I've seen it like 3-4 times.
Yeah, he's seen it a couple times. Dude, so he told me mentioned it to you, and then he's been talking to me about it, and now we're all three
together.
Every time
I see
it,
like yesterday. I ranted to both of them individually.
He's like, hey, man. I mean, I've been thinking, bro. I'm working on my will right now.
Bro, might as well.
I'm going to leave my blue blazer to my...
to somebody in the Discord.
What did you tell me, Chico, when I was going into the whole thing? You busted out laughing and you told me, you're like, God, you've been in Houston for...
Oh, yeah. I said, bro, you've been in Houston for 2 months. You sound red pill. He was like, and another thing, you know, I just find it funny that, you know, if you follow the money...
I sounded like Chingo when Chingo goes off on his
legit
super red pill.
Dude, I get here, I'm setting up for her lounge or I'm setting up for this, and like he's mentioning stories that like either I've read or I haven't read yet, but I've heard about, and he's like, yeah, this, that, and the other. I'm like, dude, it's been literally 6 weeks and you're like red pilled. And then you watch the doc.
Well, so, it's more because of the jab.
True. So I mentioned the doc, right? I mentioned to everybody, and I asked Juan, do you know anybody personally that has been injured by the jab, right? That has been a vaccine injury. He's like, no, not a single person. I was like, oh, okay. All right, well, watch it. You'll enjoy it. The next time I see him, bro.
He's like, you know
take
what?
Take it from
Let
there.
Let me tell you what happened, all right? So there's all kinds of shit. That
scared in blue blazer.
Dude.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.